You can tell a lot about a place by its frogs.
If you have a lot of frogs there, you could say that the environment could be doing pretty well. But in good wetland habitats that are missing frogs, something's probably wrong.
That's Stephen Price, a research coordinator in the herpetology lab at Davidson College. He says frogs have permeable skin, so they're sensitive to chemicals such as fertilizers and pesticides. Before the evening out begins, Price is standing in the lab, helping one of his students take a frog calling quiz. The state asks all volunteers to take one so that they have some practice identifying the 30 or so frog species in North Carolina.
Unknown gray.
What else did you hear, Charlotte?
I think it was.
There's one that kind of sounded like the plucking of a banjo.
When you hear a frog croaking, chances are it's a male, and you're hearing his attempts to attract a female and mate with her.
For some of them, probably for the majority, that's the only sound that they're going to make. There's sometimes a frog will make like a really high-pitched scream or something if it's getting swallowed by a snake.
Price and two students of his gather together headlamps, a thermometer, a clipboard, and head out for the round.
Okay, so we're going to take the herpetology truck.
The three get situated. They know the drill since they already did a survey in February, and they'll do another one in June to complete this year's data. There will be 10 stops, spaced out about half a mile from each other. They're slated to stop at small rivers, retention ponds, roadside ditches, places that can be breeding grounds for frogs. They drive past housing developments and along patches of forest and fields.
The growth in this poplar tent area is incredible. 2 years ago, this whole stretch was all forested. Now a lot of it is totally cleared.
That looks pretty newly raised.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Be a Harris Teeter.
Yeah.
Price says they've been monitoring salamanders in streams around here for the last 3 years and have been finding fewer and fewer in the area. The reason, forests act like sponges and filters for streams. Without them, silt, water, and chemicals tumble directly into the water and wash away or kill the small amphibians.
It's a good place to study the impacts of urbanization on reptiles and amphibians and on other animals. A little bit depressing at the same time.
About 8 miles southeast of Davidson, they stop on the side of a main road.
Hope they don't come out with a shotgun.
There are a few houses set back among the trees. They listen for 5 minutes, then sort through what they heard and take down the temperature and the number of cars that pass.
Did you hear a pickerel frog?
Yeah.
Okay.
A pickup truck drives up midway through.
All right.
Yeah, we're fine.
All right.
Listening for frogs.
Okay, go ahead.
He seems satisfied with the answer and drives off. The group gets back into the car, drives another half mile, and gets out. It's not a designated stop, but one Price and his students like to keep an eye on, since there are so many frogs here. Two large houses loom over a forested area near a river. One of Price's students, Kristen Sakala, shimmies down to the water. She scoops up a frog.
If it's a male and you kind of grip onto their sides, a lot of times I think it's another male trying to mate with them, and so they do this release call. Let's see if he'll do it. You hear that? Oh, there he goes.
The group comes back together and scoots off to their next stop. Sakala says 3 years ago, she wouldn't have imagined a night spent on amphibians. Back then, she wanted to be a vet, work with mammals.
It's really fun not working with fuzzy animals, so I wanted to work on horses and dogs and cats and obviously charismatic things, and I've kind of fallen in love with salamanders. They're misunderstood.
There's nothing wrong with working on some of those other animals, but we're not going to be running out of cats and dogs anytime soon.
In all, it takes them about 2.5 hours to complete the circuit.
And so how many different species did we get?
Yeah, 6.
Which is pretty good. Not great.
Price says it's tough to interpret that number, since there's only the data from last year's survey to compare it with. But he says it's clear when forests go down, frogs disappear. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller.